Community Matters on KD Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
You are listening to Waterside Wake Up on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Jason here, and we do have Community Matters. And I know it's going to sound weird. It's not summer, but the Summer Kids Cafe, you got to get some planning in for this stuff. So we have Amy, Donna, and Katie from the Summer Kids Cafe coming in here, and they're going to tell us all about a little activity fundraiser they got going on to help out. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
All right.
Good morning. So my name is Katie Cox, and I'm with Summer Kids Cafe. This will be my 9th year helping out with Kids Cafe, but it's Summer Kids Cafe's 10th year starting this summer. So it's a big deal. So we're hoping to do some big stuff and have fun this summer. So this year we are starting a new fundraiser, new to us, but it's been done before. So I'll let Donna tell a little bit of history with that. But we're doing the holiday home tour in Beloit. We have 7 homes on that. But before we get too much into that, just a little bit of history with Summer Kids Cafe. It started off between 2 ladies in the community that were very worried about kids going hungry throughout the summer. So they started up a program. They raised a whole bunch of money in a very short amount of time to feed kids lunch for free throughout the summer. And it's open to anybody. It started off really small. They were averaging 20, 30 kids a day, but now we're up to averaging close to 150 kids a day. Last summer, we served 9,511 meals.
Wow, that's great.
Which is awesome. And so we're hoping to shoot for 10,000 meals next summer. So that's our goal. And then we're hoping to do lots of fun new activities, bringing back some of the old good ones, like we've been doing bingo, which is a highlight, and things like that. But I'll let Donna talk a little bit about the home tour history.
Sure.
Yeah. Relay for Life through the hospital did the, I'm sorry, this is Donna Morrill, and I've been with Kids Cafe for 9 years also, and so I'm excited for next year. The Relay for Life through the hospital in Beloit did the home tours before, and we kind of based this one that we're doing this time off of the ones we did back then. Mary Jane Chapman and I were both on that committee, and so we've kind of gone according to what we did before. We tried for 6 homes and then a bonus home, which is what the Purdue House will be this year. It'll be our bonus home, and we've done the Purdue House before. We've sold the tickets in advance or the day of the sale. We've had a really good turnout. Love to see how they decorate their homes. And it was a really good money maker for Relay for Life. And so we're hoping that it is for the Kids Cafe also. So.
Hi, this is Amy Buckland, and this year on our home tour, we are having Stan and Marianne Saufeld, Beth Johnson, Caleb and Hannah Bowers, Shannon Whipple, Vaughn and Cindy Taylor, and then Vernon and Pat Adams, plus the Purdue House as our bonus house this year. We're really excited to see all of these different homes, all decorated for the holiday season. We are also hosting a bake sale at the Purdue House that same day. Mm-hmm. So we are super excited. We're going to start selling baked goods starting at 10 a.m. plus a few other goodies. And this is going to be a huge moneymaker for us at Kids Cafe. Our costs have increased exponentially, as everybody else's has this past year. And so we're just really excited to get going on this.
What day is this holiday tour on?
December 3rd.
December 3rd. Okay. Is there a certain place where you meet or anything like that?
So if you don't have a ticket, you can come to the Purdue House first thing, starting at 10, and get some baked goods. You can get a ticket and a brochure. We're also bonus selling some snowflakes and wooden Christmas trees that were made for us. Our auxiliary helper, Richard Solacek, he obtained some wooden fence that was going to be taken to the dump from Ted and Cindy, Sandy Gerber, and so they donated that, and he was able to make some fantastic wooden Christmas trees and snowflakes that are beautiful that we'll also be selling there. So once you get your bracelet, then we'll hand you the brochure, and it's got a map, and you are just kind of on your own, just go tour the houses.
Okay. So that's December 3rd?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And their tickets are also, you can buy in advance at S&S and the Kettle and Giving Grace, mm-hmm. all in Beloit.
okay, I can't make it December 3rd. I got something going on or whatever. Is there another way I can get a hold of somebody to, I like the idea here, but I just maybe can't make it that day. Is there another way to get a hold of somebody to maybe donate or ask to volunteer for the Summer Kids Cafe?
Yes, you can always contact us on our Facebook page. So okay. You can send us a message and all that information is there.
All right. Anybody else have anything else to add there?
No, we're excited for this.
Yeah, sounds good. Really sounds like a lot of fun. So
I think our residents, our homeowners are very excited also. Yes. So it sounds like some.
All right. Sounds good. So thank them for allowing strangers into their house. Yeah. So, but no, it sounds like a lot of fun. And, of course, it's going to a good cause. So, yeah. Amy, Don, and Katie, thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.